Thursday, February the 6th, is one of those not much days which simply have to come in the course of living. That is, a day that has no glittering moments or achievement, but just the simple business of getting things done, like deciding to keep two evening dresses and getting them altered, going shopping for shoes, making an abundant number of telephone calls, and working at the desk. Among the calls was one to Mrs. Kennedy, who right now is busy with moving and with one little girl who has the chicken pox and a little boy who's going to have it real soon. And she said, come and see her as soon as she got moved and settled. So we agreed that I would call her in about 10 days and find a comfortable time. I called Nellie Connolly, too, because I am not at ease about the situation in Texas, and I just want to keep the lines of communication open between all the Johnsons and all the Connollys against that day when there won't be quite so many political ramifications and difficulties. And then there were a bunch of calls on the art business. My call to Mary Lasker turned out to be too late because she had left to go to Florida to visit Mrs. Reitzman. And there was business to take up with Lloyd in California and with Mrs. Rusk about a fundraising event. Just routine, but things that must be done. A.W. and Babe Smith came in for a drink about 6:30, and I made them stay and have dinner with me and Linda and Wari Lynn. Just a pleasant family group, and it certainly is a breath of fresh air to get somebody far away from this self-centered, self-important town of Washington, somebody like Babe Smith, to give us a perspective on it. It makes my respect for the institution of democracy and my respect for the countryside grow. One of the good little memories about yesterday was that in the vast throng at the prayer breakfast, a card was thrust in my hand by some lady from Florida, and on it later I saw the message, wish I could be with you too, Esther Linnea, my cousin Esther Linnea Dade in Fort Lauderdale. Lyndon came in very late from New York, where he had been at the Wiseman Institute dinner, which I heard later was a great success.